Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to invite you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to continue our discussion around suffering, and we're going to open with the theology of suffering, the first part of that. Our scripture comes out of 1 Peter 4, 12 through 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Where is God in suffering? As I reflected on this question, I recalled the announcement of a well-known disability advocate and Christian minister, Johnny Erickson Tada's diagnosis with breast cancer. The thing that made this news so heart-wrenching to me and others who heard the news was the fact that Johnny has, for the last 43 years, lived as a quadriplegic. And now this, questions raced in my mind, how much suffering can a person take? She had dedicated the last 40 years of her life to Christ and helping others. The old cliche came to mind, why do bad things happen to good people? Certain types of sufferings may result from our own wrong choices or because of the wrong choices and acts of others. Those we understand. But what about the suffering outside of our immediate control and influence? Death, illness, persecution, rejection, grief, and loneliness. Sadly, we must resolve ourselves to the fact that suffering is a part of living in a fallen world. And as part of that living in a fallen world, we need to understand God's view of suffering. We need a theology of suffering. Understanding what the Bible, God's Word, teaches us about suffering will not relieve our pain nor release us from the circumstances beyond our control. But grasping God's view of suffering will enable us not only to cope, but to kindle hope where and when it is needed. Let's begin by examining the best model we have of suffering, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. God had several purposes in mind when he decreed Christ's death at Calvary. Primarily, God knew that through Christ's suffering and obedience, many would be saved from sin's death sentence. Mankind would have a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A living in Greek means zeo, which means having vital power in itself and exerting the same to our soul. A living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Secondarily, in Christ's resurrection, God would be glorified. His plan of salvation would be completed and Satan would be defeated. Finally, through Christ's suffering, the believer's relationship with God would be restored. That which was lost in the garden would be restored through Jesus Christ's substitutional death and sacrifice. We who were at one time far off and separated would now be reconciled with God. Where is God in suffering? He's where he's always been and where he will always be, actively participating in our suffering. He is not observing our suffering from afar. He is ever near as he executes his purpose for our lives. And that's the secret, is to look where God is working in your life through the suffering. The results will be for our good and for his glory. Without God, we will never be able to fit suffering into the fabric of life. By faith, we must trust Him, knowing that all things work together for good, even in our suffering. That's it for today. Next week, we'll pick up this discussion on the theology of suffering. Have a great weekend. Please share our podcast with friends and family, and have a blessed week, and see you again. Thank you for coming to Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.